You like that one, Howard?
It's money, baby. It's money.
I like it. It reminds me of the music of my youth. A tune to stick an M80 up a cat's ass to, as I like to call it. This is, Annie Sorrow by Grey Sky Eternal?
I think you might have had some influence on the musical taste of the songwriter, I believe.
My little bro is the guitarist and the songwriter, so yeah. He stole a Metallica CD or Metallica tape or two, as it were. Funny to bring up Metallica. My voice is ragged because they were discussing on ONA that it was the 25th anniversary of And Justice for All.
Oh my gosh, I feel so old.
Oh, I know. I remember when that thing was 2 years old. And I was getting the tape from Columbia House. Oh no, I remember getting into Metallica a couple months before the Black Album dropped. And I was a newbie. You know what I mean? I was the clinger on at that point. I tell someone that now, holy shit, I'm the old man on the block.
I mean, keep in mind, we were both under the age of 10 when we started listening to Metallica, right?
We were right at 10.
We were right at
91
10,
91
yeah.
Was Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sitting there in the car, and they're just playing cut after cut from Justice, and I'm belting along in the Hetfield voice, shortest straw and all that shit. And I think I've either strained a chord, or if I'm going to be honest on air, let's bring this down. I've been munching a lot of box lately, and I can't tell, because ever since, I want to say it was Monday, they were playing this stuff on Opie and Anthony, and I decided to do my best Het. My throat has been shot, man, and I'm now just worrying that it's a yeast infection.
I was going to say, are you allergic to yeast?
Spreading down my trachea. Well, we had two horror stories in our childhood. At least I did. I knew two guys who had that happen and like had to be rushed to the ER.
See, but you're in your 30s now. You haven't learned from their like mishaps as teenagers.
Well, I didn't know it was a mishap. I didn't know it was an allergy. I just literally thought you were tonguing out twat and a big, like, I view it as like a popcorn kernel size of yeast goes down your throat and takes root. So I've been praying that my throat gets better, and it's just some vocal strain.
All right. Well, in the meantime, stay away from me.
We're no tongue kissing in the shitter like our normal show prep. You're listening to the Papa's Football Podcast, PF Pod, Papa's Football Show. What are we calling it?
I like all those.
Okay.
I think we'll settle on one of them soon enough.
Eventually. We'll just call it PF Pod for now. Papa's Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Highland. I'm sorry, Howard Flood.
Howard Flood, thank you.
Keep getting your alias wrong.
I appreciate it.
One of these days I'll remember.
I don't believe you.
Fuck, man. I'll slip into it. Broken clocks, all that. We discussed, the top stories of the NFL week, the three up, three down, who's on their way up in the league, be it teams, people, games themselves, I don't know, refs. We could name a ref or two.
I think it's going to be pretty obvious that the refs are going to be part of the down list this week. So.
Hey, they have not done so well, no. And other than that, we just talk, man. There's no format.
We have a format.
I was trying to make it sound freewheeling and fancy-free. We have a format.
We actually do have a plan.
That's all I remember of it, though.
One of the highlights that we bring to the show is we try to help you navigate the schedule week to week because, believe it or not, despite what the NFL tells you, not all games are created equal.
Yeah, that's very true. Especially at 1 p.m. Let's be honest. There's just a there's a log jam at 1 p.m. And the networks do a good job of either giving you the local team you want, and then the other side is going to give you the best AFC/NFC option in that slot if you get it. I still don't know the rules behind that. When do they counter program?
It's complicated, man.
Yeah,
it's not even worth learning
because
it depends on if you're in the NFL broadcast zone to begin with. It sucks.
Yeah. But if you're a homer, you're covered for your one slot. And then there's going to be some national game to watch on the other. We'll come out there, though, and tell you if, for some reason, there's a compelling matchup that isn't being shown nationally that you should go out to a bar and find.
Definitely Jaguars-Raiders at 4 o'clock this week. I'm getting a little far ahead of us ourselves, but you know that game. That's deciding the Super Bowl this year, isn't it?
Jacksonville-Raiders.
Who will represent the AFC this year?
Is there more of a dog shit matchup this week? I know you're being horribly sarcastic. There's nothing that rivals that, right?
That's
both teams fucked.
I'm sure we'll find a worse game this year. So far, that's leading the way for the shittiest game of the season.
I mean, you're
only
talking
in week two,
teams 31 and 32 in pretty much everyone's power rankings, I believe.
I mean, let's see if the Jaguars bring Tebow in. Like, suddenly they'll be like top story on SportsCenter
for all the wrong
Sunday.
Reasons. It'll be the same way the Redskins were when they got Haynesworth and oh yeah, piece of shit McNabb, and it was just such a clusterfuck week in, week out.
Hey, I've noticed your team made some headlines on
my
Monday night.
My team. Am I a short Jewish businessman named Danny Aiel? I am not. I am a fan of the Redskins. Yes. What do we want to discuss? Their Monday night performance. I can do that.
I actually wanted to focus on
how they were not built for a national stage in any way, shape, or form, and they have five nationally televised games this year. So I'm just kissing it goodbye already.
What about the absolute greatness that appeared on the Eagles' offensive side of the ball?
They'll do a fucking riff on this one. You want this is like Eminem at the end of 8 Mile. All right, I'll tell you what. Chip Kelly's offense, you're hearing it right now. I'm not going to say flash in the pan, but it's nothing special. Everything that man was able to pull off in the first half of the Redskins game, not even the second half, mind you, just the first half, was due to two things. One, he looks like he has a really sick offensive line, which, guess what, lets you get away with what the fuck ever in this league. When will people understand that? You can have an offensive line and a mediocre, slow-to-release quarterback, and if he's behind a sexy enough line, it really doesn't matter. Tony Romo, that guy, his years behind good lines, guess what? He kind of looked presentable. Cowboys fans were able to say, this is one of the best in the league. The fuck he is. But now that they've had some O-line problems.
They actually have a decent O-line this season.
Well, this season again. Yeah. And look, they did something again on, what was it, Sunday night?
They didn't win by as much as they should have.
Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, no. When you get six turnovers and you're clinging for dear life at the end of the game,
see, but
something's not good.
Now that we've brought up the entire NFC East, I just got to say, your whole division is just shit. Like, there's only one team. Only one team deserves to come out of the NFC East this season into the playoffs. And they're going
to
lose.
Legally.
I know, but they also deserve to lose, like, in the wild card round. Like, I just, watching those four teams play this weekend was just a waste of my time.
I would still say the Giants looked worst out of all of them. Giants looked the worst by far.
Because RG3, to be fair, the first half was his preseason.
Yeah. So. That was my impression because, again, we're DC-based. You're not a Skins fan. I am. I have Skins fans who text me throughout the game. Good old Brian Carr, for instance. I'm sure he loves his name out there. Respectable businessman, Brian Carr. The filth we text each other.
I would have texted you, but like they were up so hard, so fast, and you guys, I just felt like it was just shooting fish in the barrel to make fun of you at that point.
It's one of those deals where if a game is going to be played that sloppily, and I don't know how many turnovers the Redskins had in the first half, where during all of last season when they had that, 7-0 tear to go 10-6, they had, I don't know, goddamn 5 turnovers the whole time or something. Just insanely low. I'm not going to go that low, but it was low, man.
Yeah.
There's a reason you go on a hot streak, and it tends to sync up with your turnover differential.
Yeah.
They were giving it away. Goddamn 46 was like stubbing his toe and just flinging the ball like a frisbee. I couldn't take it. So, as a Skins fan or not, you want to remember the good times. So, I actually flipped that bitch off for a decent portion of the first half, maybe half.
Yeah.
Something like that. I just couldn't
come back
take
in the third
it.
Quarter, see how it turns
because
out.
Everyone's crowing, like, ooh, look at what Chip Kelly's offense is doing. He's run 94 plays in 30 seconds. Well, you know what? You can run a shit ton of plays when the other side is going first down fumble,
right.
three and out, second down interception. That has zero to do with your offense.
I'll say this, like, when the Eagles, who did look good in that first half, when they're not beating the Redskins.
When you're getting a shit ton of turnovers, anyone's offense looks amazing because they're on the field all the time.
I'm just saying, when they're not beating the Redskins twice this season, I think they're going to match up poorly against the Cowboys. I actually think Jason Garrett, as much as he can like be a terrible coach at times, like between him and Chip Kelly, there's way too much similar where I think Garrett's going to have the edge because he's an actual NFL offensive coordinator when they start trying to like trade blow for blow who's going to be going downfield more. So I don't know. I think the Cowboys are actually going to win your division. I think Eagles are going to be like right in there with them. But yeah, the Giants, you can never count them out anymore because apparently like they can be horrible, squeak into the playoffs at 9-7 and win 2 Super Bowls. But
yeah,
really, at this point, your whole division just looks awful. It's a waste of my time to like watch any of them play. I'm a little curious about like how long Vic is going to be able to last?
Yeah. First of all, when your offense is quote unquote high octane and you've burned out by the second half of your first game.
That's scary.
And everyone's like, I can't wait to see what they're going to do week two. You know what they're going to do week two? Eat balls.
Yeah.
They're going to have about 2-3 interesting series and then they're going to do shit.
My only question is Nick Foles going to come in like before October? Because Vic was limping by the end of week one.
I know. You don't need to tell me. I've never been so frustrated by a game because if you stuck through it and watched the second half, once RG3's two-quarter preseason was over, and that's all it was, the guy came in and started shredding, right? Yeah. The guy looked back to what he was.
Everyone keeps saying, like, in preseason that the Eagles' defense is just atrocious. And so he was able to make mincemeat out of those guys.
Yeah, once he wasn't shitting his pants seeing a 350-pound ogre running at him. Because I don't know how, it doesn't matter how many times you've done it. If you haven't had it happen to you in 8 months, these people are mythical beasts. And you are behind a line of other mythical beasts. But it's really like Game of Thrones. And once in a while, some club-wielding giant is going to break through and come right at you. And you know what? Your horse is going to startle, as will you. That's the NFL. And I don't care how many times you practice it, when it happens, and it's real, and it's not your guy, and you don't have the red shirt on, and that guy can fucking plant your spinal column 8 feet into the soil, it scares you. And especially when your knee's been rebuilt. And you're going, you know what? I feel fine. Somewhere in your head, you're going, don't want to hurt the knee. Don't want to hurt. And they filmed him as he passed through the first half. He was passing on tippy toes.
It would have been nice if he'd had a preseason game. I'll say that. Just getting hit by somebody that you don't really know, that's important. That's a big step.
He looked like me when I was constipated as a kid. That was his passing motion. He was just dancing on his little tippy toes going, oh, God, where's the potty? Where's the potty?
But, you know, I'll say, like, the general theme of the whole weekend kind of was embodied in that Redskins-Eagles matchup. Because I just felt
sloppiness.
Like all the games were really hard to watch.
There was a lot of sloppiness. Yeah. Wrapping up the Skins, I felt the second half, the Eagles' offense didn't do much. And the Skins were kind of piling it on and really, fell one touchdown short.
Yeah, I mean, they had a chance to possibly tie it with an onside kick.
Yeah.
So,
which wasn't even horribly botched, but the odds of success on those.
They had a really good shot of recovery because Avant bobbled it.
It's the same rate of success, and I'm really talking figures here, of walking up to women and just saying, would you like to fuck? Would you like to fuck? Would you like to fuck? I think both are about 12%.
Roughly, yeah, yeah. You talk to 8 women at a bar. It depends on what hour of night it is as well.
I don't think anyone's...
It's a variable rate, but it's like onside kicks usually come at the very end of the game.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
So again, 12%. A 1 in 10-er. That's what you call a woman like that, a 1 in 10-er. And then she leaves and you call her a whore.
You call them?
But yeah, that was not the only... It was near and dear to my heart because the sloppiness I was seeing out of the Redskins just made me weep. I was happy it shifted by the end of the game. Not so happy because they've got Green Bay coming to town after they got their dick kicked in the dirt a second time by the 49ers. Or I'm sorry, they're going to Lambeau.
That was one of the better played games this weekend.
It was.
I think, frankly, the only people who screwed that game up were the refs.
Yeah, which we're getting to in a bit. But, Kaepernick was held pretty much to being a... Not even... held so much as planned. I think they planned for him to be a pocket passer through 200 yards of Bolden.
Well, yeah, I think the thing is now that they have just an unbelievable receiver. Like, who knew that he was as good as he was? Apparently the people in Baltimore didn't. Because
they let him go over 2 mil. Was it 4 mil versus 6 mil?
No, I think it was like 6 versus 8, something like that.
Was it? I thought it was 4-6.
He was supposed to make a lot of money, but guess what? He appears to like be the difference between them, like not repeating.
Oh, yeah, I'll say it right now. The Ravens will not get to the Super Bowl. The Ravens will not make much postseason noise.
I mean, just it's amazing how the receiving depth chart has just gone in the shitter.
Mm-hmm. Who's on it? I don't know. I don't do fantasy, so I don't know.
Torrey Smith has now moved up to be the top receiver. Jacoby Jones got injured. I don't know the extent of the injuries at this point. They have a third receiver who's young. I can't remember his name. But then the fourth receiver, what is his name? Brandon Stokley, dude. Brandon Stokley's still in the league. He played a lot. He played a lot in that Thursday night game. And I just, he's one of the older receivers in the league.
Yeah, I haven't known that name for a while.
So, and then their top tight end is out, so now they're back to Dixon. And then
Collie, right? Or
no, they got Dixon. And Dixon. Then they picked up Dallas Clark, who's Dallas looking Clark, old as crap, too. So that receiving core around Joe Flacco, guess what? Like, suddenly the supposed elite quarterback just looks like he can't throw to anybody because there's nobody to throw to. I mean,
hold on. Let me see who they have this week.
They're playing Cleveland.
Oh, God.
You know, they could lose to Cleveland. I'm not going to pretend like Cleveland has no shot of beating that team.
I wouldn't say no shot, but a pissed off Ravens squad, they're going to get it together, I think.
Well, nah, but I'm telling you, man, like, you were dissing Ray last week. You were dissing Ed Reed. You're like, they don't really have that much of an impact. We'll get, like, to me, one of the biggest problems in that Denver game is there was no identity on defense. It just seemed like guys were just putting themselves in a position to make a tackle, but they weren't really trying to stop Denver and get them off the field. They were really just kind of trying to stop their progress as much as possible towards the end zone, and that's a bad way to play. So they just didn't look like a team willing to, like, by sheer force of will, just push the other squad off the field to get their offense back
out
there.
Hell no, man. It's Super Bowl hangover. I don't know what else to say. Like, squads that are kept intact usually don't do well the next year.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of fucking rookies. What do you want to happen? When you take away the weapons, what do you want to happen? And everyone's like, oh, an Ozzie we trust. The man's not a fucking magician.
He has been a little bit.
To some extent, yeah, but if you cut an entire Super Bowl team and you grab a bunch of rookies, what the fuck do you think will happen?
Well, we'll see, man. I think if they run the ball, they will have a winning season. I at this point, I would worry as, like, someone who lives in Baltimore about, like, are they even going to make the playoffs? Like, fortunately, they're in a kind of crap division in a way.
Yes. Yes, they are. Holy God. I wouldn't have said it until watching that Steelers game. 1 p.m.
That was
for me,
brutal.
That's when it really, like, there's something fun about that Thursday night game that starts the season where Denver just torched Baltimore.
I had high expectations the whole week because of Manning's
really performance. Sunday is where it begins, because Sunday is just the wall of games. You're gorging. You're flipping channel to channel. If you're in a bar. Or
I was at a sports bar for those 1 o'clock games. It was money.
You're just walking around like a guy at an Amsterdam red light district, just looking window after window. Oh, who's fanning their asshole here? Nice. Look at you. A lesbian show there. Look at this older MILF. There's so much to take in. That's exactly what 1 p.m. is on that first week of the season. I stayed at home, actually, because I thought, Fox was offering the Saints-Falcons game, and CBS had the Steelers-Titans game. And between those two, I was like, I'm covered. I'm good, actually.
Yeah.
And holy shit, as good as the Falcons game was, and I thought the Saints looked decent.
That was a great game.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. That's all you could want out of a football week one. That's great. That's all.
I'm already marked the rematch on my calendar. You know what I mean? It's just like, I got to watch them play again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one. Yeah. I just love Peyton coming back. I just love Sean Payton coming back and being like, you know what? Fuck it. We are kicking the division champ's dick in the dirt.
Ah, oh, that was great.
I enjoyed that. But to me, the story from that time slot on my TV screens, the fucking Steelers not scoring offensive points, yeah. Not a touchdown, not offensive points until minute, I think, 58-30 of the game.
Gosh.
Minute and a half to go, where the Titans are literally just like, I guess they can have a fucking touchdown.
I mean, so who do you think is going to get the boot in that? Because to me, it's one of three people. It's Big Ben.
Well, it's one game. I don't know if anyone gets the boot, but
not yet. But, I mean, this week, who are they playing this week? If they do terribly this week, they're going to be in the shitter.
It'd be hilarious if the Roonies turned out to be really ultra racist. And they're just like, oh, we've been wanting to ditch this jig for years.
What?
Poor Tomlin. Poor Omar Epps is gone.
I think it's Haley first.
The Rooney rule was a trick. We hate him. They have boats in the back to ship them all back to the motherland.
Oh, man. Dude, they're actually playing on Monday night against the Bengals.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, man. I mean,
shut up. You think that's going to be a good game? I think it's going to be a blowout.
No, I think anything divisional is fucking freaky. Not to just go with the dumb, trite NFL meathead quotes, but anything happens in divisional shit, as long as it's not the Browns, then it's just a loss.
Or it's the Eagles. Or the Jaguars. Slamming the Redskins.
That first half was a slam one way, and you watched the other half. Like, if I showed you the second half of that game and took the scores out of the mix, you would have called that game the Redskins methodically picking apart the Eagles.
You know what? I'm going to tell everybody who turned it off in half and didn't go back that you are right, because there was never any jeopardy of the Redskins winning.
There was at one point, and then what's-his-face, the silverback, Trent, got his goddamn false start penalty, knocked him from 4th and 10 to 4th and 15. You're like, well, that's that. Not that it was some huge differential. It wasn't 4th and 2 getting foiled, where they could have threatened to run, but just 15 yards out of your fucking ass, probably not going to happen. 4th and 10's a miracle. 4th and 15, not happening.
All right, man. Well, I think we've...
Sorry to interrupt. The Steelers mess. You were saying one of three people is getting axed over that. I wanted to go back to that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like one of them's got to go.
Who? Tomlin, rapist.
And then Haley.
Haley. Oh, is that the coordinator that fucking rapist hates, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think he's the easiest one to ditch.
Why'd they ditch the old guy? Their previous one.
If I remember, this is what I understand. I think they felt like
remember. He was too close, they thought, to Roethlisberger. And he kind of like wasn't doing his thing with Tomlin or some shit, I believe.
I think that was part of it, but they said something about we want more of a traditional...
running, yeah. And they thought he was getting like too pass-happy and shit. Didn't they get two rings and go to a third Super Bowl with this team?
Well, no. Like, they started to move like further and further away from a running game. As like they've continued
Congrats.
To struggle.
So is the whole of the NFL. I'm sorry that your fucking offensive coordinator doesn't want to put leather helmets and have those weird diagonal stripes in the end zone either.
Yeah, Todd Haley's not a ground and pound kind of coordinator either, I don't think.
Yeah,
so
and
this
the
is
league
why I'm
doesn't
confused.
Reward it anymore.
Well, I'm going to fight you on that one.
What? If you have Ray Rice, it's fun.
Yeah, I think Ray Rice is going to make it interesting.
If you have Adrian Peterson, it's fun.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's always been a few feature backs to...
Yeah, but now it takes, like, a freakish level of back to
be
good.
Here, this is why I got to get on the NFL's case, because, like, the product I watched on field, and this is embodied by one play in the Falcons-Saints game. I just remember...
I thought you were going to say the play where the cheerleader bent over in that Denver game, and I can see where babies came out.
Well, I was thinking of...
Look up that gif, or gif. Just look up Denver cheerleader Thursday night game.
Oh, man.
You see a pooper. You see a pooper on display.
No, man, I was thinking more Matt Ryan ended up taking a light hit, and then there was a completion made that was potentially going to be reviewed and reversed, and so the Falcons all ran to the line, quickly ran off a second play. And the thing is, like, had the line for the Saints been able to just hit him like they used to, mm-hmm. Matt Ryan would have gotten up really slowly, and they wouldn't have been able to run that next play to prevent review. And to me, like, this is my problem with the league. It's just like quarterbacks just like dust themselves off. They don't ever say, "Oh, that really hurt." Not like they used to. It's just there's no reason to rely on a powerful running game now, because quarterbacks are, I mean, I think you get hit harder, honestly, getting put into a bath at a nursing home than like NFL quarterbacks do right now. Like, they've really just taken away hitting in the game, man. So
I don't know where you locked up your mother, but I like disagreeing with you. I like calling you a horse's ass. We're friends. That's the only joy left for us at this point. I had to agree watching several plays in the course of the opening weekend, and I think a lot of people would agree. The NFL's gone too far in terms of protecting the quarterback, protecting the receiver. Look, no one wants to see anyone paralyzed.
Yeah.
But it's become a little too much. Hey, you hit this guy a half yard out of bounds, or he was heading out of bounds, or really when just common sense dictates this guy was flinging himself at the opponent and guess he managed to get halfway out of bounds. You can't change momentum midair. This isn't the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it really bothered me because, I mean, I don't care about the Jets or Tampa Bay, really. I don't think either of them's going far this season. But watching that last play of week one, I mean, could the linebacker probably
shoved out Geno?
Yeah, so the linebacker, like, he basically got one hand on him.
Yeah, when Geno's 1 foot out of bounds, but the other has not come down out of bounds yet.
And, you know, honestly, like, I think a lot of quarterbacks who were more experienced probably wouldn't have gone down as hard as Geno did. It's just, he's a rookie. It's like crunch time in his first start ever. Of course he's going to be running as hard as possible, and that's why he went down so hard, I think, partly. So it looked worse than it really was. It really looked like just a tap.
Yeah, ends up giving the Jets the game, which I'm fine with because the Jets are hilarious, and we've all given a shit. We've all wanted to either see them succeed or blow the fuck up ever since they were on Hard Knocks.
Right.
And Tampa, we all know, is not going to do shit. Whatever they're paying Revis this season, doesn't matter. They're not getting a wild card.
That division too good.
It's not like when Green Bay was whored last year by the replacement refs against Seattle, and the public furor literally had the real refs in by the next weekend. Right. That could have happened to Tampa Bay, and people would have been like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You get a better draft pick to ruin. I don't know. You want to get to 3 up, 3 down?
I thought we were going to go through the games first, man.
Oh, what? Like next week games or this week's games or
upcoming,
what?
Upcoming, yeah, this week.
Upcoming. We're doing them all?
No. We're just going to talk about the hotties, yeah.
The hotties?
Like, what's worth watching, man? Because I'll be honest.
Is this the Pussy Whipped playlist segment?
Yeah, this is. Brought to you by Grey Sky Eternal.
Yes, the band we mentioned at the beginning. Find their stuff on iTunes, G-R-E-Y. Sky Eternal. They let us use their music for free, so we plug them. That's how this shit works. Sweet plug-a-roo. Okay, let's do it. I didn't, when you didn't call it the Pussy Whip playlist, I was lost. You've built this branding for me. It's like saying McDonald's 15 times, and then you're like, let's go to the car burger thing.
Well, I'll say this. You know, you love your cats. You know, I live with a cat, too. I'm a big fan of my cat. But, you know, these cats, once in a while, like, really need attention, and we can't just spend all day, every day on the weekend watching football.
Oh, cat is a thinly veiled metaphor for an anchor of a girlfriend.
No, I just meant like we have cats. No, I can watch football whenever.
I'm not saying yours is an anchor. Yours seems pretty good with the sports. I get your Facebook updates. I'm Facebook friends with her now. She seems to do a lot of, what, Hurricanes, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
She dresses up for it. I'm sure she'd let you watch some games. But, yeah, for those of us out there who have someone not so receptive.
You got to pick your battles. And starting off with Thursday night,
pretty much 2 a week. Is that what we've agreed a chick should allow, even if she wants to be bitchy?
You have to get one Sunday game, and you have to get one primetime game.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be Thursday.
Yeah.
This week, you can tap out.
Even for people who are from New England, New York, think, like, that part of the world is just, like, the only part of the universe worth caring any shits about. Guess what? Like, you should probably follow the Red Sox and the Yankees on Thursday, because I just don't think watching, like, a rookie in a second start at quarterback and then, like, a Gronkless Pats team is worth your time.
Really?
I just don't.
Not even two divisional opponents, both undefeated, because that's how you can bill it. I don't think anyone gives a flying fuck. We all know the Jets are still losing. Geno antics or not. And you know what? If somehow some miracle goes down, fuck it. Find the second half somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, or wait till the next time they play to actually get an assessment if these teams are legitimate competitors. So. But with the 1 o'clock games, they're all regional to me. Like, you're going to watch the Redskins play the Packers.
I'm
going to
watch
Redskins,
Packers. You've also got Minnesota, Chicago, which I guess a couple more people cared about Chicago than I do. I still don't give a fuck about the Bears this season.
No, I think that's the 1 o'clock game that people like myself might actually bother watching. Because to me, the rest of them are just regional. I don't know who these teams are necessarily, or it seems lopsided. That's one where I think it could decide a playoff berth. Like, basically, between the Vikings and Bears, they could be fighting for one of the last wild cards. And they're a divisional foe, so I think it's going to be exciting to watch them both this game and the next one, because they're fighting for scraps, getting into the wild card so they can lose in the first round again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Get dispatched. Yeah, other than that, I mean, there you got, what, Dallas and KC. That's really only interesting because if you're a Cowboys fan, you want to see, can they keep the defense doing what it did? And I like coaching changes, especially when it's Reed. I want to see what he can do in the West, man.
You kind of go half chub whenever you talk about Andy Reed, man. It's a little disturbing.
I never disliked Andy Reed. You know, like Jason Garrett's a ginger pubed fuck. And you know, Chip Kelly, I really hate. Like, it feels good hating an Eagles coach. Andy Reed, I don't mind. Especially, he's the fuck out of the division now, and he seems all happy. He seems like anyone else who's left the East Coast for like any other part of the country. He's all chipper. He's lost 20 pounds. He's like, life's not so bad. We are just not to steal one from the Browns, but we are a factory of sadness for the East Coast. Anyone who gets out of here, they just look better. They feel better. Otherwise, Chargers and Eagles.
Don't even try to sell me any of these other 1 o'clock games. Don't even try it. Let's just go to 4 o'clock, man.
Okay. Yeah. Washington Green Bay will probably be the big one actually nationally. I think. But like you said, it's really just going to be a regional breakdown.
If I were on the West Coast, I would sleep in. I'll say that.
What a hangover are you talking about? Who isn't up by 10? We're adults. Your 4 p.m. games, what? Detroit, Arizona, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Oakland. Oh, and the Manning Bowl. Manning
That's
Bowl
it.
3. That's it. That's all any of you should care about, Manning Bowl 3.
I'm not that excited about that, man. Honestly, like, that's... Show me the Sports Center highlight.
I am. I want to see what Manning, good Manning, does again. Not what shit Manning does. Not what the Danny DeVito twin Manning does. I want to see what the Arnold Manning does. I love me Peyton. I will always love me Peyton. I want to see what Peyton does. I want to see if they can keep it up. I want to see a fucking juggernaut team just race through the postseason. Not, I don't want a juggernaut team that usually does what a Peyton team does. I want to see them go through the postseason.
I gotta be a naysayer again. Now, granted, last week I kind of got on Kaepernick's case, and I'll admit I was wrong about that. I think he's going to be very likely to get back to a Super Bowl if Bolton keeps playing the way he does this year. But with Peyton Manning, I'm still not sold, even after like 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions last week and like almost 500 yards. Because to me, check this out. Let's say they get I think they're very good candidates to get the bye and home field throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, Denver's cold.
With that creepy mile-high air of theirs.
And
opponents walk in and just start nosebleeding.
The Super Bowl's in New York this year. So the big problem you have for Peyton Manning is, if he's going to commit to a passing game, you know, what's going to happen if it snows? Like, are they still going to be able to be the juggernaut in the air that they are, like, right now when it's warm? I don't think he knows
Manning's
how to run the ball,
cyborg,
man.
Cyborg hands care not about the cold.
I'm just
but
saying.
He doesn't, no. But you're Peyton Manning. You're Peyton Manning.
Wait, how many playoffs games did he lose at New England?
If you're John Holmes, I bet a surprising amount of the solutions to the problem in your life, all those problems you're facing, involve sticking your 14-inch dick into women. When you got a tool, you use it. When you got a hammer, you see nails. If you're Peyton Manning, you throw the fucking ball. I'm not Peyton Manning to hand it off.
I have a hard time saying that they're a favorite to win the Super Bowl when they're that reliant on the passing
game. Favorite is strong, but they're up there. Can we say top four?
I'm not going to put them up there because I don't think they can run the ball in bad weather, period.
I think they could if they wanted to.
Peyton doesn't want to run the ball.
Again, John Holmes might eat one wicked pussy. We're not going to have to find out until we have to. Until his dick is shot off in a botched robbery or something like that. Because he's John Holmes. He's sticking his dick in something. All right. Manning Bowl, not too big on your list.
Game of the week. Sorry. You have anything else to say in defense of...
No, I like seeing good Manning beat bad Manning.
All right. I'm just telling you, game of the week for me, 49ers Seahawks. I want to see
who's coming out
of the
West. I
think
it's the game of the week for everyone. That's the Sunday night game on NBC. First of all, it's got What's-Her-Face, Jesus Take the Wheel singing instead of the old MILF. Instead of Faith Hill, we got, God damn it, what's her? I'm brain farting on Jesus. What's her name?
Oh, Carrie.
Carrie Underwood. There we go.
Harry Underfoot, as I like to call
him. Oh, nicely done. A little wordplay there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I see what you did. Yeah, that's a good matchup, if for no other reason than I don't really care for the 49ers, and I hate the Seahawks, so I like watching them beat the living shit out of each other.
I have to say, these are two of the top three teams on my list for the NFC this year, right now.
Yeah, me too. Begrudgingly. The only thing I would like more is if they both got into some Warriors-esque scenario and had to take on the baseball Furies and were then beaten with bats for 60 minutes. That I would love to watch. I would DVR that and never delete it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, that's going to be the one primetime game this weekend, because, like, are you really going to watch the Steelers play the Bengals?
I will. But that's what me with football. And it's a Hard Knocks team. I think anyone out there who actually watches Hard Knocks, you kind of... Look.
What is that like this season? Because, like, Marvin Lewis is pretty introverted, especially when compared to Rex
Ryan. There's
not
much Marvin Lewis there. And it's fun to hear him drop F-bombs and shit like that. Like, he's a dirty mouth motherfucker like any other coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... That's a football field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it disappears from most NFL radio shows, but... We're trying to bring the F word back into NFL talk radio. So.
Is he half black, half white, by the way?
I don't know.
Because he literally looks like a white dude they just spray painted. He has the weirdest fucking face.
It's like, what
he
is...
really looks like real life blackface, to be honest. you remember... Not with the weird shit around the lips, but just like a white guy who's dark.
You remember that Richard Pryor skit? I think it was on SNL where he goes around the country pretending to be a white guy.
Oh, it was Eddie Murphy.
Was it Eddie? I thought it was Richard, no?
Yeah, I don't know if Richard ever did much with SNL. But yeah, Eddie, he goes in for the bank loan, and his name's Mr. White.
No, I'm talking a different skit.
Okay.
Because there was a book in the 70s where this white dude like got his skin treated, and then he like went around the South.
Yeah, black like me.
And then like Richard Pryor did a spoof of it.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
sounds pretty goddamn good.
It's unbelievable. It's the best shit ever. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
You need to find that on YouTube and put it up with the podcast.
All right, man. Yeah, let's.
People want to know this shit.
It will edify them the utmost.
All right. So for me, the two, if you have to pick, and we're just talking kind of national games, obviously San Fran and Seattle, and I'm going to go with Manning Bowl. So you're four until 11, 4:30 until 11:30.
That's a good way to spend your weekend if you're going to do any NFL. I mean, for me, I'm going to do,
two.
I'm a college football fan unlike you. So, you know,
oh,
I watch
some college now, too. I'm just gorging.
Do you? Oh, yeah, good for you, man. Finally.
I watch the Saturday night games.
Good. Good.
What am I doing? let's not kid ourselves. I'm not doing anything. Not doing anything. Not going anywhere.
I thought you were petting your cat, no?
There's some of that in the mix.
All right, man. Yeah, let's wrap it up. We'll get out of here real quick on a 3-up, 3-down.
Well, we also have a listener comment to get to, a listener message, a listener email.
Do you want to do that before we do the 3-up, 3-down?
I don't know. Don't know the comment posted by Cal from blow@me.com. Someone listens to Papa's Basement and heard that you don't have to leave a real email address. Took it to heart. Good for you, Cal. What perfect example. I wasn't kidding. blow@me.com. That's who left a message for us. And it's a real message. He just didn't want his email out there. Let's do Cal real fast. Cal's comment. Loved the show. I've got two requests, though. Curious to see if you can accommodate. One, depending on when you record it, can you post the football podcast on a Friday? Cal, I love you. And thank you for taking the time. But no, we want it up before Thursday's game. And people don't listen to anything on the internet on Friday. They don't do much online Friday. It's the one day
spoiler
of the
alert.
Week. It's the one day of the week where people's urge to get the fuck out of the office outweighs their urge to dodge work at the office. So they've kind of screwed around Monday through Thursday. Friday's like, ugh, let me just do this shit and get out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here to like come lunchtime. I'm just going to work through lunch and get the hell out at one. That's at least how it works in DC.
Mm-hmm. Two. Can you add this podcast onto the same RSS feed as the Papa's Basement podcast? Makes it tough for the tons of Android phone users that want to get it on our phone. I cannot do that either, my friend. For if I did, Papa's Basement subscribers would get a random football podcast. And two or three females who aren't into football listen to this on occasion.
They listen to Papa's Basement, right?
They listen to Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
This, I don't know if it'd be a hit.
This project has kind of been born out of like Papa's Basement listeners getting tired of us talking about football.
Yeah.
Actually. And we never do it that often. We really don't.
Nah, like, but when they do, a lot of them tend to get lippy.
Yeah.
So again, I apologize, Cal, but blow@me.com if you would. P.S. I did create an iTunes account and give you a 5-star rating. So don't fear in the public eye. Your podcast sucks just a little less because of me. Well, thank you. That's all we ask. Make an iTunes account. Go and find Papa's Football Podcast and Papa's Basement and give them both 5 ratings. Is it so hard to lie? You do it every day. Yes, I don't want to kill you, boss. Sure, you look great, girlfriend.
Of course I'm working hard on that and not looking at other websites.
Exactly. So do it. Cal did it. Cal of blowatme.com. He knocked it out of the park. Thank you, Cal. Let's do the 3 up, 3 down and get out of here.
All right, a lot of this we've already gone over, but I mean, you got to start number one over the weekend was up Peyton Manning, right?
Why don't we explain 3 up, 3 down, by the way? Why don't we pretend to be professional?
I don't remember what purpose this
served. 3 up, 3 down. Neither do I. We can just do a general talk as we always do on all of our shows in the end because we've recognized that segments are just fetters to hold us back. 3 up, 3 down is where we cite teams, players, coaches, refs.
Yeah.
Subtly mentioning refs. Maybe stadiums, though. Maybe we're not going to discuss the refs, and I'm just trying to throw you off the track. Anything we think that's league-related on its way up, that's kicking ass, that's doing well. And the 3 down part, it's the opposite of that. Anyone who's fucking it up. Anything that's ruining our experience. So, without further ado, the 3 up, 3 down.
Top of the list on the up has to be that performance Peyton Manning put out on Thursday.
Yes, that was still, even after all the games, the first game of the week, displayed by far the sickest offensive performance, unless we are going to start counting Negro quarterbacks, in which case Kaepernick did pretty damn well for himself.
Yeah, we'll see who handles that matchup in the future, all right? Kaepernick.
I would expect Kaepernick as well. He can actually give the ball to Frank Gore, and he's a little more coached, whereas Peyton, at the end of the day, doesn't really listen to his offensive coordinator, it seems, and I guess he can be a tad bit predictable.
Hey, can I tell you how guilty I now feel? Like, I used to just
being on the
cheer
show
and
after
laugh
I said that word.
Watching immobile white quarterbacks getting decked. Like Kurt Warner, every time he just got smashed on a play when he was in the league, I used to laugh my ass off. And now, like, I hear everything about the concussions. Like, I mean, I always liked Jim McMahon. Like, I always made an exception for him.
That crazy pee drinking wrapped in carpet.
Yeah, no,
son of a bitch.
His head is broken, man, and I think he's nuts. I think Kurt Warner might be on a fast track. Like, you heard Kurt Warner said he doesn't want his kid playing football.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, man. Like, that's
that was what, a couple of months ago at this point.
Yeah. So I now feel bad about formally kind of taking great
that's the
joy
white
out of
guy
watching.
Who has an army in front of him. It's not just some lineman who's shitting into a bag taped to his stomach at 45. Because his bowels have ruptured like sausages.
Oh, man. So the next guy that we have to give a big ups to is Anquan Boldin, switching teams, man.
Anquan Boldin gets swapped from one Harbaugh to another. Literally, it just, I don't know if it's collusion or what, but the guy, they would have cut him. Instead, he calls around the league and he says, hey, little bro, you want Anquan Boldin? Just give us a 6th rounder. He goes, sure, I like receivers that do good things.
I think it was a matter of respect, really. Like, they could have kept him this year. It was just the sort of thing where if he wasn't going to get paid, he wasn't going to be happy. So might as well send him a place he'd be happier, which he landed on a pretty good team.
Yeah. But they're gonna rue the... I swear to Christ it was $6 million versus $4 million. For some reason, that figure just wedged in my head.
No.
It could be wrong. I also believe I'm going to do something in life someday. And we all know that's just a fool's errand. But I want to say it's 6 versus 4, and they let him go, and now it's kind of just like...
Their offense needs to be...
The Ravens.
...rebuilt, basically.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, that tough number one receiver who's just going to draw people away. They don't have
It's funny, though. I don't know if Boldin got that rep to begin with. Like, he leaves the fucking Cardinals. Wasn't it the year after their Super Bowl run?
And they never... He was always treated like number two there, too.
Well, he was. He's fucking... Fitzgerald's better than him.
But that offense was amazing.
It was.
Every
it was
skill position.
Yeah, it was insane. Like, two of the best wideouts.
Fitzgerald, Boldin.
Yeah.
Warner.
What? Yeah, that's right, Warner.
Helped to get them to a Super Bowl. But, don't forget the edge,
man. I love me a good salt and peppered white quarterback. Him and Favre. They're on my all salt and pepper team.
But what about the edge, man? The edge is he had a good career in the NFL, man. Like, people underestimate how good Andrew James was, but
that guy
probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He does have 2 rushing titles. I mean, when was the last time you heard of somebody getting 2 rushing titles?
I don't know.
There's not many guys who do that.
I don't know. You got me on that one.
Yeah.
All right. So that was what, our second up?
And then
Bolden,
we got
to
go
to a new team and getting 200 yards out of thin air.
And it looks like the 49ers are the team to beat in the NFC now. I mean, mm-hmm. they were before, but it's just like they look better than the team that played the Super Bowl. Yeah. So that's scary for everybody.
Yeah. Again, you hope Seattle paralyzes several key players and then Seattle's plane goes into the ocean.
Hey, what do you think of Green Bay before we move on? We didn't give them an up this week because, you know,
they
technically lost,
it.
Though, like, there was a dubious call by the refs.
We'll yeah, so much bad refereeing this week. I liked what they did. I still think they're kind of an old NFL team if this whole mobile young black quarterback thing is the deal. I'm just going to keep
that shows your ignorance, man, because Aaron Rodgers can run the ball, man. Check out his rushing stats
look,
sometime.
Him and
he's
Andrew
not
Luck,
immobile.
They're athletic people. I get it. But they're Steve Young athletic. They're not Usain Bolt athletic. There's a difference. They got the extra bone in their leg. Why don't you listen to some Jimmy the Greek once in a while? Straighten your head
You're terrible.
But because to me, there's
I can't fire you.
There's like a whole... There is a whole class that's getting lumped together. It's Russell Wilson. It's RG3. It's Kaepernick. And who the fuck am I forgetting? There's like a fourth guy in this mix, I think. But those are the three like really up-and-coming rooks from last year.
And why can't you put Luck in there?
Because he's not like sprinting around every other play. And look, that probably won't be the trend for long because everyone's solution is what Green Bay tried to do this week. When Clay Matthews just fucking like suplexed Colin Kaepernick as he ran out of bounds. The whole thing they're saying now is, hey, if you run like a running back, we're going to hate you like a running back. So you're going to see a lot of these guys probably not run as much. So they will start to be Aaron Rodgers-esque in that they'll pass primarily, yeah. But then you will see them run. But to tell me like Aaron Rodgers could have just sprinted every third play. Who's full of turkey now, I say.
I'm saying he runs more than you think. Like, look at his stats. Like, he always
yeah,
like,
with
the slides
or goes
out of the...
offensive line, I would, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, he knows how to run the ball. He's not, like, Manning or Brady in that respect.
No, so. I'll give you that.
But, yeah, all right. So, let's just move on to that final up for the week.
Okay.
And we already mentioned it. Like, the Saints are back, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that until they're too successful and then fuck the Saints.
Right.
But because that who dat shit is so annoying. And I didn't want him to win that Super Bowl because, again, I love me Peyton. Not their Peyton. My Manning Peyton.
Oh, really? Man, I enjoyed watching that final that pick six to end the game.
That piece of shit Hank Basket.
Oh, that was wonderful.
With his
that was wonderful.
Kendra vagina, stinking fingers, bobbling that ball.
Couldn't have been more telegraphed that pass. It was just obvious, man.
It was.
That may not be the last one of those in the playoffs for a
no,
certain Peyton
it's
Manning.
Not. I think if you focus on Peyton, he can be beaten. But it's difficult. Yeah, New Orleans was good again, and it's nice for the NFL. I don't really like the NFC South being this uncontested piece of shit that Atlanta's just tromping through. Because I don't like Atlanta. In terms of like winning teams, they're boring as dog shit. I like seeing them struggle.
I'm looking forward to Steven Jackson, man, this whole season. I keep saying this. I'm going to say it's like every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
He did all right.
He's going up against his old team this week. You know that?
I did because I'm looking at the list of games right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to not be an exciting game because it's one of the teams playing it is the Rams. But, yeah, like, I think Steven Jackson is going to have a great year. May not cancel out the return of Sean Payton. And I guess they got a new defensive coordinator in New Orleans now. It's the other Ryan brother.
Oh.
Rob Ryan, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Got Bearded. Fired from Dallas. So
he's literally just like, you ever see that Star Trek where they go to the alternate universe and Spock's evil and he has a, yeah. a goatee? He's just evil Rex Ryan. It's otherwise the same being. It's the same creature. I guess what? He didn't diet like Rex or Rex got the lap band, actually?
Yeah, and the hair. The hair is really distracting.
Yeah, the
more
flowing
than the
Conan
yeah.
locks.
Right.
Looks like an old warrior king.
Hey, you didn't notice that Dallas, by the way, replaced him with Monty Kiffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so screwed in the NFC East, man. I think, like, how does Dallas not win this year? Jason Garrett so is fired if they don't win the NFC East. I just don't see how they don't do it, man. Monty Kiffin is your defensive coordinator in Dallas now.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think there's the East has its storylines. I don't think it's the...
Whatever. Don't act like they're good storylines.
Hey, Chip Kelly might do something, despite me saying he won't for 15 minutes. Maybe he will.
Whatever. All you assholes from, like, D.C. to New England, like, you just think that's all that matters. Like, sports news from the Northeast. That's America. Nobody
Not
else matters.
Really. I care about, like, football teams from elsewhere. When it comes to, like, baseball and everything else, I agree with what you just said.
Wow. All right. But football, you actually do, like, give a shit about the NFC South? Because you just made it sound like...
South, I could care a fuck about. The NFC South. And the AFC South can lick me, too. But I like some West stuff. I like some North.
See, but North,
but the South is the shit division of both. I'm sorry. Is it not? Is the NFC South, NFC South and the AFC South, are they not the dog turds of either league?
They might bespeak an allegory for the entire United States.
Exactly.
Yes.
The South is an armpit. If you're listening from the South, move. If you're able to understand the show, you're smart enough to leave the South. What are our three down syndromes, real fast?
Just spin out real quick. Officiating, number one.
Officiating was horrible this week. There was a fuck up in the 49ers game on a national stage where they went and first they said it cost Green Bay a fourth down where and they initially said it was what two penalties that negated each other. And on the next play, 49ers throw a touchdown.
It was the officials called it third down when it should have been fourth.
Yeah.
And they would have kicked
it. Then they went back and said it shouldn't have been fourth. I think they said it should have been a first down because the penalty should not have offset. It was roughing on Matthews, unnecessary roughness on Matthews, knocking Kaepernick when he was out of bounds. And then the two teams tangled and someone on the 49ers, I think, was caught like fondling someone else's asshole or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, those offset. And they said they should not have offset. The roughing was the bigger, meaner, unnecessary roughness was the worst penalty. And so it should have just been a fresh set of downs. But that was after 2 days of review, the 1 day of review, they can't even get it fucking right.
Right.
And they say, hey, it should have been the fourth down. You know, these did offset, and it should have just been fourth down. 2 days later, they're like, oh, they didn't offset.
Yeah, that's right, because one was dead ball. And
that's
one
how
was
fucked
the
league is right now. Later, Monday night, the late game, after the Skins debacle, you had San Diego play in the Texans. And I did not make it this far in the game, but apparently San Diego loses 31-28.
Right.
And when Houston had 24, there was, I think they go for a field goal, is it? Or they go to kick the ball away. I don't know if they're punting or field goal kicking. At that point, I can only assume they're, like, it's so close that they need the touchdown to win, so I'm going to assume they're punting. Well, guess what? Someone from San Diego breaks through the line, taps the kicker.
Oh.
Based on momentum, they call him for roughing the kicker, give him 15 yards, give him the first, they get the touchdown. And that's that. That's the game. And they said he should not have been called for that. So they literally just admitted they gave away the fucking game.
No, I think that's a judgment call. Who said that they shouldn't? Because I saw that play, actually.
One of their Peoria, or whatever, not Peoria, P-O-R-E-I, I forget. One of the fucking big refs who, or a former ref who goes through. It is a judgment call, but he's like, the guy had the wrong judgment.
No, this is, so you're talking to somebody who's not actually with the league. This is just one of the assholes
on. It's on the,
this is one of the assholes who works for NFL Fox, right? Like Fox
Sunday? Works for something.
Yeah, no, like he's wrong because they definitely had somebody in the booth who's also a former official who was like, I don't know if I'd call that, but you know, I'm not going to say it's wrong.
I'm going to say that I did see it and it was wrong. So there you go. What are our other two defenses?
Now, like you can't hit the center. Like you can't jump over the center. It didn't look that bad, but like that's the new rule. It's like, teach your guys who are trying to block kicks that they can't go over the center. Because, I mean, again, there's another rule that's trying to protect guys from head injuries, but pretty simple rule, man. Pretty simple rule.
What are the other downs,
I don't
man.
Think it was wrong. But, yeah, no, officiating.
Still sloppy.
Yeah.
Even if you've negated what I just said. Still sloppy because I said so.
All right. Let's talk about Ravens front office losing Bolden. On the flip side of Bolden doing well, it's just like, come on, Ozzie.
I think we've already discussed the shit out of this. Yeah. They shouldn't have done it. Two mil for a guy who's proven himself as a motherfucker.
So let's flip it. Do you think the Flacco contract was worth it?
No. I mean...
What else could they have done, though?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
They could have done nothing, but it wasn't worth it.
So are they just doomed, do you think, do you think that they could actually win a Super Bowl next 5 years, then?
5 years, yes.
All right.
But
what about
this year? Fuck no.
All right. And then finally, their divisional foe, the Steelers.
Oh, what a, boy, they're on their way down.
That was a hard game to watch, man.
No, well, not if you hate the Steelers. Then it was fun.
Let me ask you,
it was a barrel full of monkeys.
At any point in that game, did you say to yourself, wow, Tennessee looks great this year?
No. No, I just went, Jesus, what is wrong with the Steelers? And it's not like they sucked before, but what, second or third drive, they lose Marquise Pouncey for the year?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's rough. I'll say this, man.
I like that a lot.
Did you see Troy Polamalu just like jump the snap count on Locker at one play? Like he literally just timed perfectly to get between two offensive linemen and just tackle the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the one play where he looked like he did in the day.
Yeah, it's that's a problem for Tennessee if the quarterback is that obvious about when he's going to snap the ball.
I know, but Polamalu's getting old, man.
I'm just saying, like, that quarterback is probably supposed
Locker
to be a little
sucks.
Further along than when
what
it's
do you
want?
Locker
be.
Shit.
I'm not gonna go there just yet.
Locker
but
sucks. Ponder sucks. Who else sucks? Blaine Gabbert can't even get on the field to suck. That's how sucky he is.
Some of these like quarterback picks are just weird. Like the Locker pick. I remember when they were like talking about him coming out of college. We're like, yeah, he doesn't really win at the college level, but there's a lot of raw skill there. Even though like he has horrible fundamentals and he tends
so
to like break down mentally, and it's just.
Where was the positive in anything you said right there?
Yeah, to me, I'm just like, why don't you just convert somebody with a good fastball, like from like college baseball at that point, you know? Like what you're describing to me is not somebody you want as your NFL quarterback.
He was a first rounder, right?
He was higher than he should have been. That's all I remember.
That's how you describe like a seventh round quarterback but pick.
Gabbert was a first rounder.
Oh, yeah.
That to me stunned me because like Missouri was another team where I'd watch him play. I'm like, this is not a pro offense.
I will quote Super Troopers. Desperation is a stinky cologne, John.
Man. Hey, while we're shitting on like quarterbacks who shouldn't be picked in the first round.
Sure.
Let's talk about Christian Ponder to end the show.
What about him? He sucks. He too sucks. He is part of the white quarterback class that will be signing shit at a car dealership in 2 years.
Hey, he played in a playoff game last year.
Yeah, all because of him. By the dint of his labor. Nothing to do with their run game, no siree.
He has to get better. Like they're so good running the ball. How can he not do anything to help?
If I'm Adrian Peterson, I hate the guy. I hate the man. I just literally look at Ponder and I just cluck my fucking tongue. Like he's my son and he's proven his cowardice. Like just disgust.
Like it's almost bad enough you'd want to talk far about a retirement. Like, hey, man.
Yeah.
I promise I'll run for 2,500 yards this year.
Why don't they scoop
another
5 pounds of shit out of your ankles and get you back on the field, you dick-showing fuck. There's not much worse they can put at that position than Ponder. Gabbert, and you've literally named, like, maybe the two guys in the league worse than him. But, yeah, that bottom three.
There was
fucking dumb white quarterbacks.
There was nothing sexier last week than the Gabbert Smith matchup at the quarterback position. Let me tell you, that was riveting football. Oh wow,
I feel it. I feel it coming off your words. I guess we can wrap this bitch up, right?
Yeah. Oh, we don't have outro music yet, do we?
No, we'll figure out something.
All right, man.
Do we need it? Probably. It sounds nice.
It would be smooth. It'd be like, oh, hey, what's that? Oh.
Oh, the strains of our song. You've been listening to PF Pod, the Papa's Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Howard Flood joined me today. There we go.
Thank you very much.
You want us on Twitter right now. It's still at Papa's Basement and at What the F in Heezy. If you want that, just go to at Papa's Basement. I'll answer it. And PF Pod is the podcast. PFPOD.com. Find us on iTunes. I actually managed to get us up there already. So subscribe there. Give us the same shit I plead for whenever you listen to Papa's Basement. Do it there. Give us the 5 stars. Give us a happy rating. Tell your friends about it. I guess that's all I got. Hopefully it was a good show. I think it was a good show. Shows are easy when you have stuff to talk about. Papa's Basement is hard. This is simple. I could do another hour from the turlet right now. It's easy. That it, Howard? You done?
We're good, man. Yeah.
All right.
Not a bad sophomore effort.
All right. Till next Thursday, we're out of here.